Welcome to Monday, 6:40. All right, I know a lot of people out there have got this thing against the group Nickelback.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that
Think
they're
just
boring, generic, you know, same
I like
old, same old.
I have a real appreciation for a handful of Nickelback's music. I like some of their stuff. Have you ever seen the video, If Today Was Your Last Day, or heard that song? It's a very poignant song. However, not everybody likes Nickelback. Two guys in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, found out the consequences, apparently, of discussing Nickelback in public, especially in front of a police officer. See, they were at a gas station. They were talking about how a guy was blasting Nickelback out of his stereo. Two cops apparently overheard them and mistook the name Nickelback for the word nickel sack, meaning a bag of weed.
Or nickel bag. It could have been nickel bag, too. Yeah, okay.
Things, Things escalated. The cops apparently would not let this go, and I'm sure the gentlemen in question were not being very cooperative when the police officer came up and rousted them for talking about nickel sacks or bags or whatever. The cops, one apparently pulled his service weapon on the guy.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah, that's according to the report. At the end of a very long conversation.
Aren't they going to be embarrassed?
Yeah, the police ended up letting the two guys go, and of course no charges were filed. As the conversation went on, one of the guys was recording all of it on his cell phone.
Uh-huh.
He posted it on YouTube, and apparently it's been blowing up ever since as an example of cops harassing people unreasonably. Also, there's a video of Jarrett, what's his name, the Fox News reporter.
Oh, the guy that got busted at the Minneapolis airport? Yeah.
Is he
at it again?
No, there's video of him being interrogated or questioned in the holding cell. And it looks like one of the cops just went, and of course it's one of these officers that gets to ride around on a bicycle, so he gets to wear that dorky helmet. You know,
uh-huh.
And I'm sure he's got issues already. He's got, you know, manly issues he's got to deal with already. It's like, hey, officer friendly, cha-ching. Anyway, he wrestles him. Gregory Jarrett, isn't that his name? Gregory Jarrett?
Yeah.
Wrestles him down and cuffs him and pins him and yells at him, stop resisting. And the video and the audio doesn't really show Jarrett doing much of anything wrong. You know, he's hammered and apparently may have been on prescription pills as well. He's not back at Fox yet, is he?
I don't think so.
It may be a while. All right, so there was a, remember that $338 million Powerball jackpot last March?
Don't tell me somebody blew it already.
Well, Salvatore Cambria and Eric Onyango of Suffern, New York, bought tickets from a 7-Eleven in Mahwah, New Jersey. And just like the rest of us, they lost. They did match five numbers to win $1 million as a consolation prize.
Yeah.
Not too shabby. They just didn't know it because when they checked the Powerball website after the drawing, their numbers didn't match. But the Powerball website hadn't updated away.
And did they throw the ticket away?
They were looking at the winning numbers from the previous drawing, so they threw their winning ticket away.
How do they know they won then?
By the time they realized they'd won, it was in a landfill. Apparently they saw the numbers and they remembered.
Oh, man.
So now what are they doing?
Suing.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're suing the New Jersey Lottery Commission to get their money, and as ridiculous as this is, they might not be full of BS as you think. The winning ticket did come from that 7-Eleven and has not been claimed. They also bought two other tickets that they did not throw out, and the serial numbers on them are in sequence.
Okay.
Right before the winning ticket and the one right after.
Okay.
Nope. Judge Conley says they do not get their money.
Oh, that's harsh, man.
Claim your lottery prize by turning in the winning ticket.
Yep.
Well, but
website didn't update, I am certain the website says, here are the winning numbers for Monday, June 30th.
You got to be smarter than the piece of paper that you're holding in your hand. I agree with you.
I'm certain that the date is attached to the numbers that are posted on that website.
But, dude, doesn't that hurt? Doesn't that just cause something inside you to ache?
If they're that stupid, they wouldn't be able to hold on to $1 million.
All right, wow, he's tough.
He really is. I don't want to go before Judge Conley.
Well,
no, you don't.
that doesn't bode well, does it, brother? The question is, why did they keep the ticket before and after the winning ticket and throw away the winning ticket? That seems to be the mystery.
That's a little suspicious,
it
too.
It is suspicious. All right, last but not least of our stupid people in the news, 35-year-old Martin Eldridge of Columbus, Ohio, started stealing people's air conditioners last summer to, you know, to make a little extra money. Mm-hmm. Times are hard. He probably figured the worst-case scenario, he'd get caught and face some general theft charges, etc. He figured wrong. During his air conditioning stealing spree, Martin accidentally was committing a federal crime. Every time he stole an air conditioner, he would release Freon into the atmosphere. That's illegal under the EPA's Clean Air Act. So when Martin was arrested for stealing 49 AC units...
He's going to the federal pen for a long time, isn't
he? Yes, he is. He's now
facing charges.
Finally
something good from environmental law.
Stop it.
Finally.
Stop it.
He pleaded guilty to violating the Clean Air Act, so he's going to do 31 months in federal prison. He's also facing state charges of theft and so forth, which could get him 5 more years in a state prison as well.
I had a story over the weekend of a guy over in Appleton that is not stealing air conditioners, but is biking around the Fox Cities area and destroying people's air conditioners at random.
Why?
Nobody knows. Apparently,
for
he doesn't.
For environmental reasons, apparently, he's a tree hugger. He says he objects.
Is that what it was?
He objects to the environmental damage caused by air conditioners.
So he's just at random destroying people's air conditioners on their houses.
That is really stupid.
Something
that
serious
is really
to think
stupid.
About. I know someone, if you have a first floor bedroom on your house, because most people have their bedrooms
sure.
upstairs.
Yeah.
First floor bedroom, I know someone whose house was robbed.
Yeah.
By someone pushing in the window unit of their air conditioner
that
on the first
in, yeah.
floor and then crawling in through the window.
Ugh, man. Not a good idea for those of us who protect ourselves. Just saying.
Been working on a theory. This is my theory, okay? My theory is that every family has at least one profoundly stupid member in the family, okay? Yes. That even goes for really successful families. Like, you ever meet a family where it's like a doctor married a lawyer, and they're like, you know, our 3 kids went to Harvard and Yale and Princeton, and you're like, yeah, but you have 4 kids. And they're like, ah, yeah. He's out back. And you're like, what's he doing? He's just trying to figure shit out. What kind of shit? Like, don't stare at the sun? Like that? Yeah.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327 and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.